This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The monsoon session of Parliament has begun. It will continue till 13th of August. The 25-day session will have 19 sittings. Now, we'll take you live to the session.
Kulam, Kerala mein hua. Shri Pyarelal Sangwar, Uttar Pradesh ke Ghatampur Sansadish निर्वाचन क्षेत्र से 13वीं लोकसभा के सदस्य थे। इससे पूर्व दो कार्यकालों के लिए उत्तर प्रदेश विधानसभा के सदस्य भी रहे। श्री प्यारेलाल संगवार का निधन 71 वर्ष की आयु में 8 जुलाई 2026 को दिल्ली में हुआ। सभा अपने 6 पूर्व साथियों के निधन पर गहरा शोक व्यक्त करती है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that be it the monsoon or the monsoon session, if both are proactive, they prove to be highly productive. Speaking to the media before beginning of the monsoon session of Parliament, he said when both are productive, it leads to the welfare of the nation and the well-being of all living beings.
Monsoon ho ya monsoon satra, agar dono proactive ho, to bahut hi productive hote hain. Aur dono ko productive hote hain, तो देश का कल्याण होता है, जीव मात्र का कल्याण होता है। साथियों, पिछले एक महीने में देश ने अनेक सिद्धियां प्राप्त की है और देशवासी गर्व से भर जाएं, इस प्रकार की सिद्धियों का सिलसिला चला है, चाहे राष्ट्रीय हो, अंतर्राष्ट्रीय हो और अब तो अंतरिक्ष भी हो, भारत के लिए गर्व के पल रहे हैं।
The Prime Minister expressed hope that the monsoon remains both proactive and productive, and the monsoon session also proves to be productive. He said that India's global profile is gaining universal recognition and acceptance. Mr. Modi said it is a powerful message that the potential and aspirations of the country's youth are as boundless as space itself. He said, in just 1 month, the nation has achieved numerous milestones and a series of accomplishments that fill every citizen with pride. President Draupadi Murmu will hold delegation-level talks with the Maldivian counterpart Maya Sandu in Chisinau today. President Murmu will also meet the President of the Parliament of Moldova, Igor Grosu, and will interact with members of the Moldova-India Parliamentary Friendship Group. Further, the President will address a business forum and interact with the members of the Indian community. This is the first ever visit by an Indian President to Moldova. Madhya Pradesh Cabinet has approved the Uniform Civil Code UCC Bill during a special meeting held at Jagdishpur, a historic town near Bhopal. Addressing a press conference, Chief Minister Mohan Yadav said that the UCC will provide equal opportunities and rights to all communities and this law is a major step in that direction. He said the UCC Bill does not violate the fundamental rights of the citizens. The bill will now be tabled in the monsoon session of State Assembly beginning today. Delhi Metro Rail Corporation DMRC has informed that the interchange facilities and gates are now open at Rajiv Chowk and Central Secretariat Metro stations. Earlier, DMRC said that Janpath, Rajiv Chowk, Patel Chowk, Central Secretariat and Seva Tirth Metro stations have been closed till further instructions due to security reasons. In Jammu and Kashmir, 11 persons were killed and 8 are missing as rains triggered flash floods and landslides in the twin border districts of Rajouri and Poonch yesterday. Hundreds of people were rescued and shifted to safer places in multi-agency relief and rescue operations. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reviewed the situation following the incident. The Indian Embassy in Tehran has issued a revised advisory for Indian nationals in view of recent increase in levels of instability and conflict in Iran. It has advised Indian nationals intending to travel to Iran for any purpose to postpone travel for the time being until the security environment improves. It said Indians already in Iran should consider temporarily exiting Iran using available flight options. Spain beat defending champions Argentina 1-0 in extra time to become FIFA World Cup 2026 champions. Spain's substitute Ferran Torres scored in the 106th minute to give his team a 1-0 win over Argentina in the final at New York, New Jersey Stadium last night. The victory secured Spain's second men's FIFA World Cup title and their first since lifting the trophy in 2010. That is the end of this news bulletin.